What's good? What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Triangle. And this episode is a cool one and very spontaneous. I was actually on Instagram and I saw my boy. He actually did a podcast himself and he was doing it on mental health and mental awareness month. And I was like, bro, let's do our podcast. And this is something we've kind of been talking about. So it's pretty exciting to see my boy Envy on the show. And if you don't know Envy, first off, check him out. Dude, this guy is very well known here in Houston, Texas. He's one of the biggest photographers, if not the biggest photographer in the city of Houston. Been on the Houston Chronicle several times on TV and big deal, pretty big deal. And we kind of talk about his story, but we talk about mental health. We talk about a lot of cool things, really, and just spiritual growth and growth in life and business, and how he started off as a break dancer, then turned to superstar photographer, and then also the growing pains with that, which was really cool to hear. And I've got to talk to him obviously personally, you know, but to hear some of the sides that I didn't know, it was really exciting. So I'm excited for this episode. I really, really am. And if you're listening to this, I appreciate you listening to this on the podcast. And if you do, please subscribe and let me know. Hit me on Instagram and share with me your thoughts and whatever that may be, whether it's good or bad. I just want some feedback. So please send that over to me. And then obviously, if you're on YouTube, you know what to do. But cool. Appreciate you guys. Let's dive right into this one with Infy, INFPHY underscore on Instagram. Let's roll. Everybody, welcome to the Triangle. I'm so excited for this episode. The reason why is because we have the masked. No one knows what he looks like, but he's famous. He's like the famous photographer of Houston, Texas. And my boy Envy.
Damn, bro, you gotta put me on the spot like that.
I mean, is it not true? Yeah. It's true, right? Yeah, exactly. If y'all don't know, follow him first off right now. Say it right now instead of on the end. Envy, INFPHY. I messed that up before. I know you weren't really happy with that, but
we were on a great chat, bro. You just like, what?
INPHY.
I'm fine.
Yeah. It's in my head. It sounds the same, but
I feel that.
But anyway, it was super cool. If we take it way back, I roll into Hope City.
2016, 17,
something like that. I'm all right. I'm ready to serve here. If you don't know Hope City, Hope City's an awesome church in Houston.
Yeah, pretty cool church.
And I roll in there and okay. You go through like this little personality deal and like, where do you think you best serve?
That's true. I just forgot about that.
Love it. I actually wish I still had the paperwork for it so I can learn myself better. It's like a personality
test. Yeah,
it's Myers-Briggs or something.
I've lost so much memories. You're right. They did the personality.
I've moved. I like looked for the paperwork. I don't know where it is. I really don't. Do they still do it?
No, they don't. That's where I was really? Like, wow, that actually brings a lot of memories. I remember that.
So I just finished and they're like, okay, you're going to see like the leader of the group of whatever, whether it's like load in, load out, photography, lighting, I mean, all the different, you know, sections, I guess.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And then I see Envy over here. I'm like, yep, that's my guy. Photography, and yep, he looks like he knows what he's doing. I'm down. And dude, kicked off from there. And man, I've just been following your journey. And obviously, you know, we see each other, but it's been cool, dude.
Thank you. It's been amazing. Also, you've been doing such an amazing job at what you do, bro.
Thanks, man.
Makes me feel poor, bro. I'm just saying.
Whoa, no. What I'm currently doing is to rise the entire boat. So when the water rises, we all rise. That's my plan. That is my plan. And that's, So, but man, one of the things that I really was excited about this. Well, number one, you know, I saw you're talking a lot about mental health.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, dude, that's really cool. So I guess before we get started, you know, you started your own podcast. You're a huge photographer.
Yes.
Before we get to all of like the, you know, the
ins and outs.
Yes. Where would you say it started? Like, where did this whole passion begin?
Okay, that's crazy. I think the passion began since I was a kid, I'll be honest. And since I was a kid, I was always ambitious. I never liked having a job. I'll be honest. And so I was like, I knew right away when teachers would tell you what you want to do when you grow up, I'm like, I want to be my own boss.
Yeah.
And they will always like talk down and they're like, no, you need to be an astronaut, you need to be a doctor. I'm like, well, that doesn't fascinate me, you know? Yep. And I was like, I want to be my own boss. I want to live a life, you know, financial freedom life. And the fact that I was that woke since I was a kid.
That's what I was going to say. Where do you think, like, did your parents, did they own a business? Like, were you watching Robin Big like me?
Bro, no, I don't even know who that is.
What? Oh, dude, Rob Dyrdek. If you know Rob Dyrdek and Robin Big, put that down below because they inspired me.
Tag me because I don't know what
that means. Exactly.
I don't know what that means. No, I guess growing up in the hood and then having no cable, so I had nothing but just openness. You know, I was just going to walk to school, see everybody, you know, just boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm like, I don't want that. Like, I mean, I'm craving it, but I was just like, I don't want that. And so I was a huge fan of just YouTube, you know, it's like, I'm just seeing like YouTube people make, I didn't know they were making money, but I'm like, yo, that's so entertaining.
Yeah.
And I was like, then I forgot about it. And then that's when I came across an after school program in elementary school and they were teaching how to break dance. And I was just like, yeah. And so
I forgot about this.
I joined in that and I was like, I think that kind of sparked my creativity because they were teaching me like, hey, you need or you can, this is what you can do in dancing, freestyle. So I think it just sparked my creativity from there.
Right.
And I fell in love with it. And then when I started making money off that, I was just like, yo, this is dope. Like, you know, I'm going to school and then on the weekends I'm traveling, making money. And then I was just like coming back. It's like, damn, bro, I feel like I'm living a two life. Like nobody knows that I'm doing this. They think I'm just this introvert kid, you know, just like nobody.
Yeah.
And out here, they're like, yo.
You're the man.
It's like, not like that, but you're like, yo, it's, you know, it's him, man. And yeah, so it was like living a two world. And I was like, you know, I need to make it like my full identity. And from there, that's the thing. It just went off
from sparked
there.
From
you know,
there.
It just sparked from there. Graduated high school. And I was already traveling, being on some, you know, on some thing you can dance.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was being on auditioning and all that. I remember being backstage. I still have my thing and contracts and everything. And it's not what you see what it looks like, bro. Behind the scene is so horrible.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. There's a lot of like trash talk. The judges weren't like the way you see on TV. It's completely opposite of how they treat people behind the scene, bro.
Wow.
Yes. But no, it was all fun and games because I went and then I realized there was like 7 or 10 other Houston also dancers.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, I feel like home. And they were like, yo, we're going to take this. And then like you get called out and they say you suck, we're going to back you up. And then it became such a whole entire thing.
Come
on, right? Yeah, they're like, man, you suck and blah, blah, blah. And we're like, nah, he don't suck. And then we just going off on the judges and then had to call security on us and bring us down. It's like, nah, bro, we don't like this. And then, but then dislocated my knee.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, and then that's where I stopped dancing. You know?
Oh, wow.
Like, I couldn't dance anymore. I mean, I can't even get down here and there, but not as how I used to.
Right.
Picked up a camera and it was just another, you know, endeavor right there.
Yeah, and dude, you took that one to another level because, again, if you are listening to this or you're watching it, pull up. If you're watching it, put up another tab. If you're listening to it, maybe pull over or whatever.
Pull up his Instagram, right?
Yeah, no, his Instagram. And dude, look at these shots. And the thing is, like, you have gone to, I don't even know how you find them. I don't know how you get in them. I don't know. And then on top of that, then you create the photography that you do that's like so unique. And that's what's so great, I'll say about, you know, your art. And I always say this and I tell everybody, it's like, dude, he's got his own style. You know
that.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So like, okay, you could have done, like a lot of people go to wedding photography because there's money there.
Yeah.
A lot of people do corporate, which is like, you know.
Money there.
Yeah, money there.
A lot of money.
That's true. But the thing is, you went, like you found your own niche in it all. And obviously, you know, you do projects all the time, right? But you found your niche. How, like, what was that like?
Bro, that was amazing. I think, I'm going to be honest, bro. Photography, I did not try.
Huh.
Yeah, did not try. I tried so hard to be a really good dancer, get on TV, make, you know, be on, like, competitions and win competitions. I try so hard. I think I gave my blood and sweat on that. Whoa. Photography, I feel like I have not sweat yet. That's how it feels like.
Even right now?
Even right now.
What?
Yeah, dead serious, bro. And I think that's when I knew this is God. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like that was like a learning experience for me. It was like, hey, God will, do you, all right? So I did me for years, and look where it got me, nowhere. Well, I'm saying it got me somewhere, but like, I feel like now that I'm trying, you know, like following God and just actually like, yo, this is God's way, I feel like it's just easy. I don't have to try as much. Of course, you know, I have to work and all that, but God just opens every door for me, and I'm just like, wow. Like, he knows when I'm ready, and then it just comes out of nowhere, and I'm just let's do it. Like,
that's so crazy. I got chills because I had that conversation with my dad yesterday. Because I hear a lot of times people are like, oh my gosh, I'm in... it's like when something good happens, it's followed up by something horrible.
Yes.
Like, that's the story they say. And I'm sure, like, that's probably been my story at times, but I see it. It's happened to me the opposite so many times when I'm like, something horrible is going on in my life, I don't see a way out, and then boom, a job or a project pops up out of nowhere. So like, it's crazy you say that, because I know it's God every time. It's like, oh my gosh, he blessed me when I couldn't see a way out.
It's crazy how God works, man, in mysterious ways. And then I think the most craziest thing that I'm always get chills every time I think about it is that I know for me, when I say no, he still tries to bless me. And that's just, for me, is like the mind-blowing thing, because I'm not understanding that kind of love.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, why and how? You know what I'm saying? Like, why do you keep, you know, running towards me? Why do you keep asking me to keep following you? Like, why? Like, why? Like, I want to live my life. And the fact that you always, like, come, I'm there, you there, you brought me out. Success, you're still there supporting me. I'm down, you're still there supporting me. And it's just mind-blowing. So I guess finally I gave it, like, you know, all right, cool, just have it all. And then from there, I think it was just game over.
Really?
I mean, like I said, I picked up my camera, and I did 6 months of free work. You know, I'm just...
Yeah,
you know,
learning.
We're all starting. You know,
learning.
And I'm like, oh, cool, I'm learning. And I had a guy telling me, like, hey, if you're not a real photographer, you don't know how to shoot manual.
And that's basically what you told me.
And so from there, I was like, oh, crap. You know, I was like, I think I kind of, I noticed that I love challenges. So I was like, oh, man. So the next day, you know, I'm just learning how to get a camera. But I think this is how I know it's God, bro. Because 6 months of free work, I'm not getting paid for dime.
Yeah.
I did my first win, I charged $50.
Right.
Right? Like, that's just insane, right?
Yeah.
But then out of nowhere, I'm like, I'm doing free gigs. I end up meeting up with a, you know, person, signed my first NFL contract.
Whoa, that's right.
Like,
I remember this story.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just like, me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, 6 months, a guy who does not know anything, and I don't know where God just opens this big door that, you know,
it was here in Houston.
Here in Houston, yeah, for 7 days, you know, like, getting paid big money I've never seen in my bank account.
And
I'm just like, and you're like, wait, I'm getting paid each day for this? And then I was like, yeah, and then I was like, this is all God, because I didn't try. Like, I'm just doing me, taking photos. They're like, hey, we like the way you take photos. I want to hire you. Here's a contract. And I was like, is this even real?
Yeah.
Is this even real? And I think that was God, you know, because once that door was open, I think that's when my whole entire thing, my whole life just started switching from there. My mentality started switching. I'm like, I started charging and I stopped taking weddings, because you know, I was like, oh, I'm like, bro, if I'm getting paid more this and not this, it's like, you know, I'm just, and then from there it was just like game on, like starting contracts, learning how to run a business and all that, and it's just been crazy, bro.
Yeah,
it's been pretty crazy.
Sick, actually, dude, it's been so long since I heard that story. I totally forgot. That is awesome.
That's how you know it's God, because I mean, like, me, you know, like,
I'll even say this. Obviously, I know you're connected, and I think of even Cielo Fest. Like, when I saw you, like, you're the photographer of Cielo Fest. It's like, of course, that's not like an NFL, like, Super Bowl deal, but like, in me, in this little community, to me, that's something big,
that's
which is
crazy.
So cool.
It's
funny
you say that, because I don't see it that way, and I think that's, I want to say, I think that's just God just blinding me from that. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, don't. I think God is doing a really good job of blinding me from that. Because I feel like if I see that, Eagle's gonna go up. Yep. Prize gonna go up. Oh yeah, I did this.
You know, I did this.
Yeah. Yep. And so I think that's something really good God has been doing, it because right now, like, I still feel like I haven't done anything. Yeah. You know, I'm just like, man, I really need to do something. I really need to like live that financial freedom life. I really need to. And then God's like, dude, you're already doing it. But I'm glad that God is blinding me because of that. You know what I'm saying?
I agree 100%. Like, whenever you started this whole deal up, like, whatever you said about me, I was like, I don't hear that either. And I know it's because, yeah, I don't want to. Of course, there's levels where there's times when you're probably like, okay, this is pretty dope. Like, but then we always know, or at least I always know, I'm like, this is pretty dope. And I'm like, God, you got this one. This is sick.
I mean, just that. And then I was able to photograph all my favorite Christian artists.
Yeah.
Like, and I was just like, what in the world? Like, I'm listening to them. Now I'm here.
That's
on
what
stage,
I'm saying. That's
taking photos and backstage. And I was just like, yo,
dude,
this is mind blowing.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, dude, whenever I saw, I was hyped, dude. I was so hyped. And this is like all new for me. Like, that whole, like, I knew some Christian, like, hip hop. But now it's like almost all I listen to. And I'm like a Scrooston dude. Like, I was listening to Trey the Truth, Zero, SBM, Lil Kiki. Oh, absolutely. Hey, last night I was driving through the city right around this block listening to Scrooston. But, and then I started hearing some of this music. I'm like, bro, I love it. So, dude, I was tripping out. So for those who don't know, Seattle Fest was like this awesome, like,
it was amazing.
It was a really cool just festival with like some of the top.
The first event, well, we're still in pandemic, but like the first event COVID-wise.
That's true. And it was just awesome, dude. It was crazy. And those photos are sick.
Glad that you're not, bro. I think there were amazing photographers there, bro. I really do. Yeah. And I think each photographer there just killed it. Like, I was more inspired by that because I'm like, damn, like, that, the way you captured that, I'm modeling the way that you came out to me. It's not my style.
Right.
But, like, I'm like, yo, that's inspiration.
I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's pretty sick. At least you didn't take the crappy photo. You actually, like, gave it your all with your type of style. And I'm like, you're killing it. And I'm just like, bro, that's been so inspired. So, like, I started asking questions, like, how do you do this? How do you do that? And then started slowly incorporating that with my style, and it's been working well, bro. So I honestly think we had amazing photographers that day, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
It's crazy.
And so I want to take it back to whenever we met, because I have my camera. I had like a Canon 7D.
You did have a Canon
2470
LC. I do remember that. Yeah.
And I started
shooting. The red ring on it.
I started shooting. And then you're like, let me see your settings or something like that. And I was like, bro, I got no clue. It's on auto. And you said the same thing. You're like, bro, you ain't a real photographer unless you shoot manual. And dude, I swear, if you talk to any photographer I know or that we probably know, and you ask them, like, me in photography, they're probably going to say that. Because I was like, bro, I didn't know how to shoot manual until Envy Shop taught me, which is pretty cool because that's taken me a long way, actually.
Yeah, for real? That's
crazy. Yeah, for sure. Just photography and then also videography, right?
Yeah.
Which is
glad I was able to joke around with you, though. You know, there's some people that will take that, I guess, kind of offensive.
Yeah, for sure.
But I guess I think I'm really good at discerning, as well as like, oh, he's good at, he's a joker, so I'm going to mess with this guy.
No, it was great. And actually, I want to bring up something that you said, too, about the ego. This is one of the biggest lessons that I learned. I haven't, like, shared it unless I'm, like, in personal conversations, but like Ryan Leslie, who is a huge mentor of mine, and I'm fortunate of working with him or being mentored by him, he said there's three main things that you're gonna have to keep in check, and he keeps it in regards to investing. And his dad was actually a pastor. He's amazing. But he said there's three things you have to keep in check, especially when he was regarding the financial markets, trading, investing, that whole jazz. He says you got to keep your ego, you got to keep greed, and you have to, it's fear. Is it fear? No. Greed, ego. Of course I forget whenever I want to share. But basically it's greed, ego, and fear.
I love fear, though.
It's not fear. That's the one that I know I'm missing. It's not. It's very similar.
Because fear can either, two ways. Fear can either bring you down.
Yeah.
Or could actually get you out of that comfort zone, and you're like, "Whoa, I didn't see anything."
But that's true. I'm tripping. I don't remember it. But basically, because he was saying, because if you make decisions based off of like fear of missing out, it's more of that.
Yeah,
it's more
of
fear of missing out. Dude, that's not a great.
That's not healthy at all.
Exactly,
it's not healthy.
You know, you got that, and then if you start making decisions off of greed, you know, you're gonna. That's a setup for failure. And then also pride, you know, ego, and those are three things. And it's just ever since he said that, that just makes so much sense. It's ingrained in my head, because like what you said, ego. Yeah, if we look at what we've done as I did it, I'll tell you this. Like, you know, my place.
Dude, it's amazing.
This
bro.
Place, thanks.
I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah, so you know what? This scared me. It really did. Like, this was getting out of my comfort zone. But the whole time, God was like, this isn't yours. This is mine.
Mm.
Like, this is for this.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, dude, this is going to be community builder. This is going to be where you can bring people, host things. And then also, like, what I can do here can go global. Can go, you know, it can.
Fast, bro.
It can
yes,
get big.
Yes.
So it's like, dude, he's like, yes, it may scare you, but first off, and this is a whole nother deal, he basically said, quit relying on the world and other men, people, for finances.
Yes.
Trust me, I've done this for you here. Trust me with the finances. You don't think I got that?
Yes.
And that has been amazing for me.
You being saying that is like so true, because I'm such a like, dreamer. I really am a dreamer. I think about crazy things and I'm like, this could happen, this could be it. And I was recently in a scenario and my girl was there and some of my crewmates were there.
Right.
And I'm like, bro, this would be so sick for him. And they're like, bro, you're overthinking it. Like, this is just too much. I'm like, man, you can talk down, you can do whatever, but I feel like in my head I was like, bro, I want to make it happen.
Yes.
Like I'm thinking big or something, or a huge event, bro, that I'm trying to throw here in Houston, and it's gonna like be mind blowing, bro.
Let's go.
Like I'm using it's gonna be insane. I can't even get into details, but but when I was telling them, they're doing like, bro, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Like that's gonna be a lot of money, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But to me, money never scared me.
Mm-hmm.
I know that money's a lot, you know. I'm glad that money never scared me, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, well, my first showcase, I invested so much money in it, and I got nothing back in return. But people were like, why are you investing so much money on your first showcase? And I'm like, bro, you're looking at the short term. I'm looking long term.
Yep.
Looking at now, third showcase, I didn't have to pay a dime.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone's paying, you know what I'm saying?
But they're setting it up.
But they're helping me.
Yeah,
sponsors, and they're helping me, like, you know, pay off for the other things. And I didn't have that kind of support starting out, and now I have people in venues in downtown like, bro, we're willing to let you our spot.
Yeah.
Host the event here. They want traffic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah. Mm. You know, and they were like, why? It's like, well, that does not go with, you know, what I want. And I don't want Influence Showcase to be like a trendy thing. I'm going to do it when God wants me to do it.
Because
If I'm doing it out of my actions, I already learned my lesson.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, I already learned my lesson. Yep. So I was like, nah, I'm going to just wait until God says, like, do it. And I was like, all right, cool. I trust you. I know you're going to bring the finances. You're going to bring the right people to it, the right people for it. And I know my crazy imaginations are going to come alive.
Yep.
And all
crazy faith.
You. Yeah. And so that's one thing I've always had, bro. It's just crazy faith. And when people try to talk down, I'm like, okay, bro.
Let's
like,
go.
I'll make it happen.
I love it. And yeah, that's what I've been learning so much. It's just like, to just take that next step. And I think it's in Matthew chapter 4. I was at Grace Young Adults here, and my boy Trent. Do you know Trent? Maybe. If not, we'll see. I'll show you after. You probably
Photo I can probably recognize, but as far as names,
dude, I'm not the best either.
It seems like you are, because you've been going a lot.
Nah, bro. I'm not. It's something I'm working on, but dude, he spoke this word that was so strong. But it was Matthew chapter 4, I want to say, where he's talking about once you're at the end of your rope, there's more space for God, and then that's when you step out on faith. And it's like, man, dude, that wrecked me, because I was like, that's exactly what my walk has been recently, and that's exactly, that's the word I needed at that time. It's because if we get so focused up in tomorrow, it takes the power of today. And that was another word he dropped too. I was like, oh my gosh. Because again, like you said,
it's hard.
It is, because you want to, we're control freaks. I don't know about you. control freak, and I want to be able to know and be certain on everything I do with it. That's not going to happen. That's just not going to ever happen. So, dude, that was super strong. So that kind of ties me into what I saw you're doing online, and obviously, you know, like this is the end of the month already, but like mental awareness, right? I'm curious how like that started with you, and that also my part of the story, because I've seen that and dealt with it too, but like seen it firsthand. So like, what sparked that?
Bro, my girlfriend legit told me I need some help. But before I get into that,
yeah,
I honestly didn't think I was dealing with depression. I didn't think I was dealing with anxiety. I didn't think I was dealing with like stress.
Right.
I thought they were just like, you know, back then I used to do drugs, so it's like I thought it was like those withdrawals.
Right.
So I just didn't know.
Right.
And then I don't know about you, but as a human guy, or as a guy, growing up, me in the hood, is like, hey, you shouldn't cry.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh my gosh.
Hold up, like, man up, be the man of the house,
yeah.
And like all this shenanigans that now, that doesn't get preached, you know. Before, that was all they were craving into me. So I will hold all my emotions.
Yep.
I will hold like
yep.
all my anger,
yep.
all my like the stress, my sadness, and everything. I think
wow.
it took me to now that finally started letting out. I started like shivering, crying, to the point where I was becoming a black and white person.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was just like numb. I don't feel life. I don't feel motivated.
Wow.
I don't feel. Or Jafet, like, you know,
right.
I just don't feel myself. And then my girl started noticing, it's like, I started putting less effort on my relationship, less effort on my family, less effort on my personal job that I've created, you know,
right.
Thanks to the Lord. And I was legit ready to throw everything away, bro, just like, kick it to the curb. And it was going for months, and I just didn't know. And then that's when I like, yo, you're dealing with depression. And I was like, whoa, I don't know. And finally, took class, went to therapist. And
nice.
Like, they checked me, you have severe depression.
Really?
And I was like, holy cow, like what the
wow.
heck does that mean? It's like, it means it's horrible. Like, you know, you need some help. I was just like,
wow.
And to the point where like, I actually started getting suicidal thoughts. And
wow.
I was just like, damn. But something about me, like I said, God was still there. He's like,
amen.
It's like, no, you're not dying today.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, even if my thoughts were saying, like, no, you ain't dying today.
Let's go.
And so, man, I forget. Dude, I lost train of thought. Cause it's just thinking about it. It's just, my mind's just
scattered.
Yeah, it's scattered because a lot of things are happening. You know, it's just like.
You're good.
Is it good? Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I just know.
But no, it's nuts because, like my story with mental health. I mean, number one, I know I deal with it, but like, oh, good, go, drop it.
I think when I realized it's fame.
Fame or
fame.
Getting. Oh wow.
Getting recognized. Yeah. That's
really
that,
that's what triggered it.
That's what started triggering it. Yes.
Huh.
Yes. So being recognized, being known as one of the best photographers of Houston, being on the newspaper, being constantly on the Houston Chronicle newspaper years after years.
Yeah.
Being featured on TV, started getting all this on me. I started panicking.
Huh.
And I didn't know why. I was
right.
like, well, everyone's like, well, I want that attention. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, well, I want to get recognized. Bro, it just started tearing me down.
Hmm.
And that's when I realized I have social anxiety. And then from there, I started, you know, I had to stop. I had to legit stop
pause.
And be like, pause. Yeah,
yeah.
And then I had to figure out how to get help. And that's when my girl's like, you need some help.
Hmm.
When I realized that was affecting everything, I was just like, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It was just
bro,
crazy.
So this is crazy because this has been something that I've been going through for a year now, like the process.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through a guy named Garrett White, and he has an amazing system called Warrior. But basically, he really only works with like men who are business owners, who are married, and typically have children. And he just opened up like right when I got started with like others, right? And the reason why I bring all that up is because I started realizing the same thing. It's the patterns of that has been instilled in men. Obviously, women too, but like me and you, we're, you know, let's just talk
yeah.
men, right? Because what we're told, no, you're holding in your emotions, feelings are for, like, that's for a woman, that's for a female. Like, do you yeah, macho up, man up.
Try and come back up.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, dude, get out of here. So then you learn to bottle it all. And dude, it just does nothing bad. And one of the biggest things that he shared with me is you either spray and pray or you aim and fire. Mm. And he's talking about your emotions. Because if you don't deal with them, if you don't address them, if you don't let them out and actually feel them, he says, first off, like, one thing I would realize is, dude, those feelings are power.
Yeah.
That is monstrous power. If you use them for good, right? If not, then you're just going to pop off on somebody. You're going to be rageful. And I'm going to just, dude, I'm going to pop off on someone that they didn't deserve it. And yeah. Now I'm ruined. There's a domino effect.
It ruins your reputation as well.
Say that?
It ruins your reputation.
Yes. Yeah. It ruins your reputation with your family. Excuse me, business. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of good that comes out of it whatsoever. But once you learn how to use it, dude, you can then aim and fire, where you're now using that emotion, you channel it, you find the revelation through, like, why am I triggered?
Yeah.
Why am I angry? What caused it? Oh, this guy said this and made me feel bad because it brings me back to my past, or that's just whatever that is, right? You know, and you start somewhat at least addressing it, dude. That's awesome. So,
and you can only overcome that if you decide to get help.
Yeah.
I know for me, I didn't want to get help. I was just like, yo, I don't need help. I'm good. I have a good life. But then, you know, I was like, damn, I really do need some help. And that being said, I got my first therapist and I fired her the third day.
Really?
I did kid you not, bro. I was like, I'm like, she's asking me, why are you here? How can I help you? And I'm like, just that itself already threw me off. I'm like, well, first of all, you made me sign like 6 papers asking me why I'm here. And then one of the questions was like, what do you want to get out of this? I'm experiencing my whole life on this, you know,
6 piece of paper.
Piece of paper. So then it tells me like, hey, you should know your client. It's like a doctor. It's like, hey, you're dealing with a stomachache, or you're dealing, you know, they already know what you need. And they start asking questions. She's like, so how can I help you? And I'm like, you have the sheet of paper right there. Like, I didn't just spend it. And then there's like, oh, okay, cool. And then it was an hour interview, ended up being 30 minutes. I feel like she only asked me questions for about 10 minutes. The rest of them, she was looking for questions on Google.
What?
Which I can tell because she was wearing glasses. So you know how when you're working, you kind of see the reflection. I'm like, this lady really looking for like questions to ask me. So that's when I knew right away. It's like, she doesn't care about this. She just wants the money. And she's killing time right now and not saying anything. She's like, okay, we're done. And I was like, what do you mean we're done? It's like, yeah, we're done. 30 minutes are up. And I was like,
wow.
It said it was going to be an hour.
Yeah, and you never like connected, truly. Yeah.
I'm like, you want me to break down it to you and this is what you're... And then I read her resume. I've been doing, you know, therapists for 30 years, plus years. And I'm like, you should already know how to deal with a new client that never done your therapist. Yeah. But yeah, I just fired her and got another one, bro.
Yeah. So how's that process been, though?
It's been weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. I'm not used to it.
It's opposite of your...
I'm not used to being open up. And one thing I've learned, or one thing they have told me, is like, when you're feeling down or sad, tell your friends, the people that you're close to. If you're feeling depressed or anxiety, go outside and breathe. They're giving me techniques.
Wow.
If you're really feeling anxious, grab some ice.
Huh.
Because it will calm you down. And so, like it's been helping me a lot. Coca-Cola helps a lot with your nerves. I did not know that. So, but not drinking the full, just taking a couple of sips, it would just calm me down.
Right.
But yeah, it's been great. They check up on me every week. They're asking me, so how did you feel? What were the causes? Were you able to stop work? Did this bother you and made you slow down work? Like they get really good questions. I'm like, wow, like no, it helped me. Were you working but not working and your mind was just somewhere else?
Right.
And I was just like, wow, I actually was doing that. It's like, okay, cool, we need to work on that. And so at the end, they're like, awesome. Oh, yeah, right now your depression has lowered down, but your stress level has gone up.
Hmm.
And I was like, oh, shoot, I didn't know that. So I'm learning now the difference between stress and anxiety and depression. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, and so now that I'm catching it, I'm like, oh no, this is an anxiety. So I'm going to calm down. I'm going to look at signs, 1, 2, 3, you know, name it, and then breathe in, breathe out. All right, this is stress. All right, I need to calm down and breathe in 5 times and let it out. Oh, nice. This is depression. Oh, like, awesome. Cool, I need to let someone know that I'm dealing with depression because I need to let it out. And so just stuff like that has been helping me out. And one That's thing so they were telling me, like, if you're dealing with depression, I'm like, you're since you're severe depression, don't stay at home by yourself. And I'm like, because bro, I used to hang out with friends. I still felt like the loneliest person.
Right.
And so just like, force yourself out. Force yourself to get out. And I'm like, and it's harder now, you know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. it's like, I'll tell, hey guys, I can't be home, so anything y'all want to do, I'll be there.
That's
so
I cool. was
like forcing myself out to get out. Wow. Because that's going to, it's a habit you have to start building, and it starts training your mind. It's like, hey, you're okay. You're not dealing with this. And so, but you're also not, that doesn't mean that you're leaving away from your problems. You're actually like learning how to like learn yourself. And it was like, so when you catch it, it's like, oh, okay, cool, now I know. Now I need to deal with this. But then after that, they started getting to the roots of things. And that's when you started realizing, like, oh, shoot, I didn't know that was
true. Right.
So I need to stop doing that and stop doing that. So like for me, it was caffeine. Caffeine was
triggering
anxiety. Yeah. So I had to lower down my caffeine.
Yep, I feel that.
And then
I love it though. Jeez Louise.
I'm still been drinking it, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
That's crazy because I definitely understand that, and I'm like, okay, I definitely drink too much coffee because I feel anxious, way too anxious. But dude, that's cool. I'm curious, like for people who maybe they're thinking this, all this, and like, man, this kind of relates to me. Like, what would you tell them to go, or is that somewhere that's like online that they can go, or like how's that work?
So I have this. Oh, I don't have. I have this app now. There's this app. I know, right? Pay me, I'm blind.
Right.
There's this app that I was told by a therapist to download if you don't have money.
Right.
It's called Sanvello. Sanvello. Okay. And this is not a paid sponsorship. Yeah. I have to always put that disclaimer. But yeah, no. When you download it, it's on Android and Apple. It says anxiety and depression, and then you do your
like a survey.
Your survey, yeah. And then it keeps you track each day. They remind you, hey, you're how are you doing? Hey, dude, how's
that
it going?
Is so freaking
and
cool.
And then you can put if they don't ask you, they're like, it is 12:45 and I'm feeling sad. It is 12:50, I'm feeling happy. It is 1:00, so I'm simple. Feeling angry, and so. Sorry.
You're good. I'm going to have to put that down into like, for everyone to download. I'm going to download it too.
Yeah. So then at the end, they were like, hey, this is how your day was. Oh, you were actually bipolar this day. Or hey, you were actually like stressed this day. And like it starts ranking you like and letting you know what days were the hardest. And then you remember, oh, well, this day you were doing this and this and this. So now you know that whatever that happened.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, you're going to have to work your way around that. So it's just
like, I'll say something that I was so excited to see was Jeremy Foster a couple of weeks ago. He basically said, like, I think we should make it good as a society that therapy and like counseling is good. Like, that's something you should do. That's not like a weird thing.
But like, it was so against it. It was like, oh, they're going to brainwash you. I was scared. That was one of those.
The story's going in.
Yeah, the story's going in. I was like, now that I'm giving it a chance, I'm like, bro, this is such a relief.
Yes.
Like,
wow.
And then from there, chiropractic helps.
Yeah.
Because it helps with your mental health. I didn't know that.
Huh.
And then working out.
Yeah.
And then sleeping. Having an set time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That helps a lot with your mental
health. Yeah, that's true. Dude, this is great. So you going through this whole process, like one question I was immediately thinking of was, because there's times like for me, whenever I get anxious, then I start doubting. I stop worrying. And then if I'm really looking at it, I stop looking at God. I stop putting faith
we're
in
humans,
so,
you know.
Yeah. So like, I'm curious, like you going through that, how has your faith played a role in it all?
Bro, it's crazy because I don't know, bro. Like, I'm being
good.
Genuine about it. You know, I'm not going to lie to you or anything. Like, I don't know. Like, first I try to take care of myself. And then I'm like, all right, cool. And one thing I'm also learning to do is being gratitude.
Yes.
So gratitude has helped me get closer to God and has gotten me closer to myself. Mm. So like, I'm like, I'm dealing with all this and I'm like, when this is done, I'm like, thank you, God. Mm. I feel safe. I feel happy. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that I went through this. I've learned what I, you know, wanted. So just gratitude has been getting me closer and has made opening my mind just to live a more happy life. Because now troubles come, like, it's okay. It's going to be okay. At first, I used to just be stressed about it. And I'm just like, man. So, yeah.
That's good. No, that's good. I wanted to ask. But that makes sense, too, because I think that's something everybody can do. Regardless, and there's one thing that I picked up, and it was from Garrett as well. He said the same thing. He got past a lot of his other issues, and then in the business and his family, like everything was going great, but he still had a hole. Like, dude, he was crushing it, and I can even relate in my own life. Like, you know, there's been times where I feel like I do really great, but if you don't look back ever, then you won't have that gratitude. You won't create gratitude. And the way he puts it is like, imagine you, I always think of Hawaii when he said it, because there's this place on North Shore, like, you know, it's Lanikai, so it's not North Shore, but like on the northern side of the island, and it's Lanikai, and they have the Mokes. So it's like basically from here to downtown, or like Minute Maid, you would kayak there.
Oh, wow.
You can, and then it's like an island of its own.
I can already see the photos.
Yes, it's sick. And so it's like that. Like if you go and you're in the middle of it and you're tired and you're freaking out, you're worried of like, what if I... It's like, if you never look back, you're never going to see how far you've came. Mm. And then that fuel gives you the rest to go. And once I saw it, I was like, wow, that's like switched gratitude so much for me. Because it's like, yeah, dude, if I just look back every day at what I've done in this area or whatever's worrying me in this, oh my gosh, dude.
Just waking up each day, thank you, I'm alive. Right. Even if you don't feel it, or you don't, you're still sleepy, man, I'm thinking I'm alive. It really does trigger your mind. Like if you keep getting in more and more gratitude, you're like, wow, like, cause for me, gratitude was so hard to find. I can name so many negative things, but I was like, bro, I can only find like 5 gratitudes.
Yeah.
And I was like, and someone told me, like, if you have 20, 30 negative things, you need to have 20, 30 gratitudes as well. And I'm like, yeah, this ratio ain't level enough. So I have to like, I was like, dude, I need to start figuring, like, learning myself and having more gratitude and everything. That's that kind of changed my life as well. Awesome.
So like, again, how I found like what you're doing with mental health was all through, you know, social, right?
Yes.
And like the podcast, I guess touch that real quick.
Yeah, man, I have a podcast called Chasing HGX Podcast. So it's crazy because I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, me neither.
I didn't want to do it. It was, man, God was just bugging it for a whole year. And I was just like, I don't know, that quote always came to me, man, if it doesn't stay in your head for a week or months, it's not worth your time.
Right.
It was for a whole year. And I was like, oh man, come on. So finally I created it and I was like, what do you want this to be about?
Right.
Coming from an introvert, like, so I'm learning how not to be able to speak and talk and be open. You know, like, I want you to interview creatives and not just creatives, but I just want you to interview people's lives and get into a personal level. They're like, don't know more of, hey, how's it going? Tell me about your story. More of a like, they already know who you are. Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Nice.
And so that's one thing that it's completely different from it. So it's been a whole different wave of it.
Yeah.
A lot of people are enjoying it. They're like, I like that. I don't know who he is, but it makes me want to search who he is. Because of the conversations that you just had with him, it was like, oh shit, I didn't know he did this and this and this. And I think that's so cool because I think podcasts for me, they already done that. Like he probably already was on already another podcast telling his life story. So why he's gonna do the same thing on mine? I'd rather be something fresh.
Yeah.
So when people look up that person, they have more content to know about that person.
Yeah, they start following the journey.
You know, start following the journey. So I just want to be one of those. It's like, hey man, let's. One way that I do my podcast, and this is a smart way to do it, is like I grab, it's like a gun. Just think of it as a gun. I grab all their bullets and I shoot it at it right away at the beginning. So it's like the way you did it, you promoted me, you gave it. Yeah, so yeah. I can't do that anymore. You know what I'm saying? In a sense, so I'm like, all right, cool. So he has worked for the NFL. He has done this and this and this. all right, so I'm going to take all those guns. I'm sorry, I'm going to take all those bullets. I'm going to say it first. So then now you can't even say that.
Then you switch it up.
Switch it up.
That makes
like,
sense.
You know,
yeah,
it's just like, all right, dude, he's done this and this and this and this and that. All right, so hey, how's it going? It's like, well, I can't say that because you already
said now you talk real life.
Now it's life. You know, yeah. That, and so that's one thing that's different about it. And I don't know, that's different, the smart move that I
learned
to do.
And there's been so many times when, like even right before we started, like I was like, man, this should be recorded.
Dude, I thought it was like, that was a good conversation we just had. It was pretty dope.
Because that's why I think LeBron's doing so well, like that whole...
I didn't know he was doing that haircut thing.
Yeah.
But before that, I was like, yo, I want to do a podcast and I want someone to cut my hair. And they were like, dude, that's already done. What?
It
was out that small circle. And it's like, yeah, man, LeBron's doing it. I was like, I can't do it anymore because people are going to think I'm copying. But... the fact that I had that idea, I just thought it was
really
cool.
Yeah, no, you're on it. You're on it. You're on to something. No, but it's just so cool because, I think there's a space for, like, hearing someone's story, and then there's a space for, like, just popping in the into a conversation, which is really cool. Because you jump in space calls.
Twitter
space, and that's something that I've been doing recently. And, like, those are so cool,
man. Amazing, bro.
I love it. It's like you're just popping in with people that you don't...
It's like going to college or,
just chilling. Just chilling. You could be doing... What I like is it's like a podcast. You can do anything you want.
Yes. I'm a dryer and I'm just listening.
I'm cooking or I'm doing whatever. It's like, dude, this is awesome. Like, I love this. So I know you jump on those. And, yeah, that's something that I want. And... I know we've already been going for a little bit and we're gonna have to do round two because I wanna start talking about NFTs and Ethereum and crypto. Like
crypto.
You got some crazy stuff going on in there.
It's gonna be crazy.
Give them a teaser.
A teaser? Well, I'm dropping a project on my birthday.
Hey.
It's called You're Not Forgotten.
Ooh.
And since I've been dealing a lot with depression, anxiety, so it's basically the most intentional, crazy adventures that I've been on. Those photos are going to be on that project, and each photo has a different story of what my mind was going through and everything.
Ooh.
And it gets you really, really deep on a personal level.
Yeah.
So
nice.
That project is going to be, launch on October 19th.
Okay.
And
let's go.
Yeah, it's going to be insane because, just talking about it to the people, like, just the name is so like, bro, that's sick. And so then when few people have already seen it, they're like, bro, that's insane. Like, it's just some of the most intentional photos that I've ever taken in my life.
Hmm.
And it's going to be insane, bro.
I love it. Where do they find out about it?
You can just follow me on Twitter and at Enfi, and that's where you're gonna stay updated.
Yeah.
So I'm not giving any other information.
Good, that's all I know. I just point them in direction. That's all, man. That's all I want.
And then dropping a book.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, let's go.
It's about time, right?
Come on.
Yeah, I got a book publisher finally hit me up. I was like, hey bro, we wanna put your story on Books A Million and like Target, Walmart, and I'm like,
no.
Yeah.
Way.
So that's a big, huge move that I'm coming in. It's just a book of my life.
What?
Photo, so.
I'm tripping right now. That's sick. That's sick. No date on that, though, right?
No
you
date
have,
on
you
that.
You put all that together and
stuff,
right?
Yeah, we've been in the works, but now I can kind of say it in a sense. But yeah.
Wow. Really, that's awesome.
I haven't talked about it, but yeah, I'm excited for
that's
that. I've never done a book before, so. My girl's been helping me with my English because gotta make me sound professional.
Let's go. Well, dude, hey, there we go. Round two is in. I mean, we could talk forever, but I guess we'll cut it off here, and they'll have to pick up on the next one. Follow you on the journey on Twitter, and go from there, man.
Twitter, bro. I'm sorry. I know I should be promoting Instagram, but I don't know. Twitter's just like,
what's going on? Yeah, that's what I was like. He didn't say Twitter and Instagram. He just said Twitter. I was like, oh snap.
Twitter, bro.
Just Twitter.
Yeah, it's the way right now, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like Twitter is more genuine. Mm-hmm. And, not dodging all my followers from Instagram. I love y'all. But, I don't know, something about Twitter. It's just so, it's like a one-on-one for me. I don't know.
Yeah,
no,
I agree. Those space calls are different.
Yeah.
They're real different. It's cool. So, well, I guess follow... I'm following him, and I'll be on the space calls with him too, so join us.
Yeah, join us, man.
All right, appreciate it, bro.
All right, hit the subscribe button for
me. Yeah.
Or else he gets beat up.
Yeah.
I'm just playing.
Let's go.
How about that? How about that message? This episode in general. Jafet, thank you so much. MP, might be, I may have to edit that, but boy, thank you. I appreciate it. But dude, just the vulnerability and hearing some of the ways that he goes through anxiety, some things that I've learned too. And I was really excited to talk about this because I think it's something we need to become more vocal about. This is something that we all deal with, I believe. I mean, I'm almost certain of it. It's been in the Bible for thousands of years, and it's just, you know, this is just known. It's the battle of the mind, and where we can win that battle through obviously help and obviously community. And that's what I want to build here with the Trey Angle podcast and bringing on amazing people. And then also even with you know, like my Discord, if you haven't, it's the Everlasting Change Discord. It's brand new. I'm really excited about it. And in there, I'm working to share as many strategies and insights and free stuff that is in the mind, body, and spirit for you to continue that growth. But through there, through the new All God brand, which I'm really excited about. And if you haven't, check it out, allgod.co or allgodclothing.com, whichever one you like. And from there, I mean, that's really what I want to do is be able to create a community for us all to be true and real with ourselves, right? And real with others, because I believe we shouldn't do life alone. And I know I've tried and that hasn't done very well for me. And that's where my growth has been, you know, it's God saying, hey, man, I need you to step out. And that's where I hope it's helping to serve you from, you know, my faith, my courage. But anyway, with that said, Enfi was awesome. I'm going to put a lot of those notes and the app that he was talking about and all that jazz in the notes, in the descriptions below. And again, I appreciate you for joining this episode. If you did like it, give me a thumbs up, shout it out on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, however you'd like, whatever your jazz is. And even if that's in a DM, I want to hear some feedback. I really, really do. But I appreciate you listening, watching, tuning in. And I wish to see you on the next one. Talk soon.